Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. It's the Catholic place for faith builders. You'll find daily good news reflections on the Scriptures of Mass, written by Terry Modica, to help you in your everyday life and struggles. Visit GNM.org today. Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frank Friar Podcast. I'm your friendly neighbor Carmelite, the Frank Friar, a.k.a. Father Nicholas, reporting to you all from upstate New York. And today I want to talk a little bit about Christ in the darkness. Now, this past week, we have been working through Luke chapter 4 at the weekday masses. And one of the moments within that part of the gospel is the healing of the mother-in-law of Simon, who we know later to be Simon Peter, the first pope. And after she is healed, we are given a very interesting descriptor. We are told within the passage that the sun is setting, and people begin to bring the sick to Jesus, and he heals them. And demons come out of them. And this passage has always struck me in a interesting way as a Carmelite, because we speak about so much about darkness, and darkness is one of those images, one of those symbols that has a wide breadth, for lack of a better word. You know, it's in a way this place of going into the unknown. Sometimes there is darkness that is out there. Sometimes there is self-discovery out there. Sometimes it's a little bit of both. And in this passage from Luke's gospel, where Christ is healing after the sunset hour, I can't help but think he's reclaiming the darkness. You know, one of the aspects of the darkness is this notion of chaos. And in this biblical landscape, darkness being a place, you know, where in essence, you know, the devil might be playing around and suffering of humanity is coming about through this chaotic element that is unknowable and therefore masked in this darkness, Christ enters into it in a profound way through this nighttime hour by healing the sick, driving out demons, shutting them up, and then going out to give praise to the Father at the sunrise, where the sun begins to flood the land once more, driving back out that darkness. And in our own lives, we need to be open to this movement of Christ's presence. We're going to have chaotic and we're going to have dark moments. And sometimes in that darkness of our life, there will be aspects of the flesh working against us. Elements of the world seeking to devour us, and the devil desiring to place his icy fingers upon us. But yet Christ is the one who has reclaimed the darkness. He is one who is waiting for us within the darkness. It is no longer a place of chaos that could possibly kill and devour us. Oh, no, no, no. It is a place where we learn to become vulnerable to the other. And within that vulnerability, to become transformed through his healing presence. So with him, we can greet the coming of the coming of that sunrise, that warmth of the Father before we were able to know him within the lack of this encounter. My mind is bouncing around through so many ideas because, you know, there's a very Trinitarian aspect within the darkness, because the Trinity is utterly beyond us. We cannot exhaust the Trinity. But even though the Trinity is inexhaustible, doesn't mean the Trinity has desired to remain unknowable. We just can't exhaust our knowledge of the Trinity. And my mind is still stewing on that darkness. I'm doing a lot of writing in terms of my blog posts and on the topic of meditation, and ergo my own meditative life is being you know, sort of gaslit, you know, having kerosene and other fluids and a spiritual lens put on it, you know, wrestling with what meditation is at a foundational level as I'm approaching and cultivating these practices in my life, you know, to sort of be whoo, set ablaze like that. You know, so I don't know what you all are going through, but as a Carmelite friar, all I can remind you of is no matter the darkness that one is in, Christ is already there waiting for you within it. He never stands apart from us. He yearns for us to be united to him. In essence, that's the foundation of the spiritual life, unity, which comes about through the power of the Holy Spirit, the unifying force of the Trinity. So as I'm stumbling over my words because of the profound aspect of what it means for Carmelite to just allow his mind and his heart to dwell upon the concept of darkness, what I wish to do with today is to help you all to find a little bit of comfort in the reality that you need not fear the darkness that may be going on in your life. You may not love it, you may not like it, but you need not fear it. And when one doesn't allow themselves to be consumed by that fear, we leave space for love to once again consume what it is that it has been left out of, which is the human heart. So thank you very much for your time today, my brothers and sisters. Know that I'm with you, know that I'm praying for you, and may God continue to bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you like what I'm doing here on my podcast, my brothers and sisters, please make sure to click that little subscribe button. And if you're listening on a platform, there is a like icon. Please make sure to click that little like icon. Also, if you want more of my content, go over to my website, thefrankfriar.com. There on my website, thefrankfriar.com, you can find links to my blog posts, Catholic Stand articles, videos on my YouTube channel. You can find the different links to social media platforms I use. You can even email me through that website. All of this is on thefrankfriar.com. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'll be praying for you.
Hello, this is international Catholic singer Anna Nuzzo, inviting you to join me and Father Dan Cambra of the Marian Fathers on a select international tour's Divine Mercy pilgrimage to Poland and the Czech Republic. It takes place in September of 2019, and we would love for you to join us. For more information, go to my website, annanuzzo.com. Thank you, and God bless.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.